Why is the work necessary?
The age of the bridge is the big reason. It's met its useful service life. We see a lot of problems with the joints right now, making it a rough ride. But the ride isn't as important as any water getting through causes deterioration to steel. So we want to get ahead of that. Replacing the deck, replacing those joints right now before the steel gets so bad that we have to replace everything. It was time. It was due.
I'm sure some would want to know why not just replace the whole bridge.
Yeah, it really comes down to money and time. I don't have the figure that it would cost to replace the entire thing, but it would take an extraordinary amount of time. And with the development on each side of the bridge, luckily for the McCluggage, we have space to build the new one downstream and leave the existing one in place and in service. We wouldn't have that luxury with the Murray Baker. So the bridge is in good enough condition that we can just put a new deck on it, considerably less expensive and considerably faster.
I have heard some concerns from drivers who believe that McCluggage will also be under construction at the same time. Is that the case?
The new bridge will be being built, but we actually have it in the contract for the new McCluggage that there are no lane closures allowed on eastbound 150 once the Murray Baker closes. Now, with that, though, we do still have to inspect the eastbound bridge. That's a federally mandated guideline. So there will be a span of approximately a week sometime this summer where they will see lane closures during what we call non-peak hours. So usually that means that that traffic control is pulled up by 3 o'clock. So the evening commuters would not see a lane closure.
The project starts March 29th in terms of the full closure of the 74 Bridge through October 31st. Is that the time frame?
Correct.
What is the detour route planned for the 74 Bridge closure?
The main detour route for anybody that is just passing through Peoria, we are highly pushing, advocating the use of I-474. There will be no construction on mainline 474 this year, so that should be free and clear. And then if you're coming into Peoria or East Peoria from either direction, the main route will be Illinois 40, also known as Kumpf or Knoxville, through town across the Bob Michael Bridge and then back up Washington Street using the interchange at 74 and the flyover bridge, Riverfront Drive, however you want to refer to it, to get people back on.
The announcement for the bridge closure was well over a year ago. So what preparation work has gone into planning for this closure?
Quite a bit is the short answer. The long answer is we've actually currently have 3 separate contracts that are ongoing, one of which is to install all the detour signs. So if you see a lot of signs that are covered up around the area, that's one of them. Another one was to resurface the Kumpf, Glendale, downtown Peoria area on the main route and do some traffic signal improvements. The last one was primarily over in East Peoria where we added an extra lane to what will be the on-ramp back onto I-74 for the main detour route. And we currently have the one ramp closed because we're right now an exit ramp to eastbound Washington Street. During the detour, it's going to be a second on-ramp lane for anybody getting back onto eastbound I-74. So we're doubling the capacity through there.
Will the changes that happen, particularly with that ramp, revert back to where they were before?
Yes. Everything is just a temporary situation for the detour, and we will put it back as it is or as it was prior to the detour once the bridge reopens.
What's the precedence for closing a major interstate bridge?
This will be our second time doing it in Peoria. We did it in 2005 when we rebuilt the interstate. Obviously, probably less traffic, definitely less development on the East Peoria side from a retail standpoint. But we have done it before. It worked pretty well. We have a number of river crossings between I-474 coming down to the Cedar Street, the Bob Michael, the McCluggage Bridge. So there are a lot of alternative routes that really give Peoria an advantage that a lot of cities don't have to be able to close a road like this.
What's the one thing you want drivers to know or that you want to say to drivers about this project?
Be patient with us. This is the best route. There was a lot of minds put together to plan this detour, a lot of work that went into it that to anybody that has been around since 2005, we are doubling the capacity in a lot of areas. I spoke about East Peoria with extra lanes over there. That wasn't in place in 2005. So we think this is going to be a considerably better detour than that time. And barring something that's unforeseen, come November 1st, we will be able to reopen the bridge and we won't have to touch it again, hopefully, for another 30, 40 years.
Nick Volk, thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Nick Volk is a construction field engineer for the Illinois Department of Transportation. I'm Kristen McHugh.